I don't know if you're following me. I hope I didn't lose you.
No, I'm making notes about this one. I'm making a little note on this. But I did want to hear about the fifth world, which we live in now.
Ah, the fifth world. Well, you know it. I mean, the fifth world is, it's where everything is coming together. Everything looks good. Everything looks sacred and pure. That means that everything is that, but it's not all for you. You have to choose the things that are for you and work with that and leave the rest alone. Don't destroy it. Let it be. Let it be. Because it'll come for you to understand, and somebody else will come and pick up that part to put it together with your part that you carry. This is where all the parts come together, and it's like golden.
It's a time of integration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
This world now that we're living in is something that's so amazing. I like going to the spice, the elderly places where they eat and have rummage sales and things like this, and I go talk to them. I go talk to them, and they say, you know, we always loved your people. We always loved your people. The older people of Washington State, I go see. And I said, yes. I said, it's time for us to look at each other. Look at us. We would never be able to eat together if Christopher Columbus or whoever didn't get lost and went crazy and went 6,000 miles off of his course and, you know, discovered us. So I love that. I love that. I tell them that, they smile at me because we would never be able to do this, to integrate our eyes together, our hearts together. I mean, we don't even have to mix our bloods. Our blood is the same already. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people have such a high prejudice of color and race and all these things. That's all right. They can still have that, but we just have to look at each other's soul just for a moment in any place and help one another. The integration of this is very important.
It's a beautiful thing what you're talking about. I see it in art and what we're trying to do at the Spoken Word Lab, you know, mm-hmm. the integration of art and social services, because from that machine mentality, everything gets broken down into parts. And some people say, well, we fund the arts, we don't fund social services, go to someone else for money. And then we'll go to the social services and they say, well, we don't fund arts, go to someone else for money. So it's this kind of shell game that we play with them, and yet we believe that we're working on a deeper level. And you're talking about integration being the key element of the fifth world, the modern times, is just music to my soul. It's amazing. What else is music to my soul is your new CD. It's music to everyone's soul who wants a copy. And we have cut number one queued up. Should we play it and then talk about it afterwards?
Okay.
Let's do that. This is, we're talking with Beaver Chief, and the new CD is Red Cedar Medicine, Circle Songs by Beaver Chief. This one is entitled Salmon Song. Since we're kind of limited on time here and just about out of time for this segment, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Salmon Song?
The Salmon Medicine Song is a song that we sing giving thanks to the salmon for allowing us to live together. The salmon comes and then we give thanks in a good way, and we eat and share on the flesh of the salmon, and the spirit helps us to be well in this time and to remember where we come from, to remember that we're all connected.
And when the salmon are gone, will the people be gone?
Yes, that's what we believe. That's the reason why we always look at our salmon, and we look at our trees, and we look at everything. Everything is connected. If one thing is gotten rid of, then we know that the rest is yet to follow.
A lot of salmon look pretty sick.
Yeah, and so do a lot of native people.
Well, I guess what we should do is put out your website and phone number for more information. I'm laughing because we host your website on our site. It's www.inpeoria.org, and look on the left side there, left side of the frame, and you'll see Beaver Chief and his website. So click on that to find out all the latest information. And the phone number in Seattle with the area code first.
206-782-5781.
More with Beaver Chief in a moment. We're talking with Beaver Chief. He's a spiritual leader who brings out the traditional teachings of the Northwest Coast Native American Salish people. And this is the Salmon Song from his new CD, Red Cedar Medicine, Circle Songs by Beaver Chief. Salmon Song, Beaver Chief, from the new CD, Red Cedar Medicine, Circle Songs by Beaver Chief, which is available in many different stores in the Puget Sound region, and some of those are listed on the website for Beaver Chief, which is at www.inpeoria.org. That's INPEORIA.org. While the song was playing, you mentioned something about Bill Gates. I made a mental note of that, that you wanted to talk about him. And we've talked about this in the past. I remember slightly, and I didn't listen to the old interviews before we did this one, but I remember you saying that when some of that Microsoft money is unleashed in the Puget Sound region, there's going to be a renaissance here, an amazing renaissance. And I just heard a figure on the radio the other day, or perhaps it was in the newspaper, that the average salary at Boeing, which for many years has been the prime employer in the Seattle area, the average salary is $40,000 a year. The average salary at Microsoft is $400,000 a year. So there's a lot of money in the hands of people who work at Microsoft and the people who are in upper management. And certainly we know how much money is in the hands of Bill Gates because it's reported by Fortune 500 every year. But what were your thoughts about Microsoft and Bill Gates?
I was just thinking that this is a mystical place, Washington State, the Seattle area, and that maybe Mr. Gates and the people over there can hear us and give something to us, some donation to us. Us being the SPLAB, it plays in Peoria Productions, because I really support what's going on here for the children, for all the people, actually, with the poetry and just all the programs that are being put together here. And I really support this 100%. And I feel so good about this, because I had a dream about having a children's art center. And this feels like this is what this dream is formulating into. I can see it happening, and I like helping in this manner. The only person that believed in me back a long time ago, really believed in me, was Stephen Jesse Bernstein, and he helped me to write a paper on this. And now here I am, and I'm looking at all this, and I know that Mr. Gates has a lot of mystical thoughts about this planet, or else he wouldn't have never been blessed with this. And so I'm looking forward to seeing all of these projects through It Plays in Peoria Productions get off the ground and fly high like an eagle and move in a good way. And it's got the support of my ancestors. And I know that this man would have never been allowed to come here and to do his magic with Microsoft if my ancestors didn't open the way. And so it's all in the universe, it really is. And I give thanks for this in this time. And I'm looking forward to manifesting the dream. And my dream is to have a temple, because there's been a temple seen above the Seattle area by different mystics that I've met throughout the world. And that's the temple that needs to come down and manifest into a reality here. And the temple doesn't have to be big, just a small place where we can do meetings and drumming. And that's my dream, and it'll come together, and so will yours.
I got some big dreams, Viva Chief, some huge, huge dreams. I mean, this is just the beginning of what I want to do. And I'm humbled by your saying what you have to say about that. I didn't expect that's where it was going.
I apologize.
No apologies are necessary. I made you cry on the program once, so I guess we're even. Oh my God. Kind of threw me for a loop there. So I'll go back to my text here, and that is to talk about Sisiwis. That's what the medicine is called of your ancestors. Why don't you tell us about that?
Sisiwis, in English, it comes out three ways, and it's the sacred breath, the sacred ocean, and the sacred life. And it's like all indigenous teachings, they have a way of the breath. I was just in Hawaii just at the beginning of November. I was called over there to do some blessings. And I was over there and I met a man who told me the meaning of Hawaii. Ha means the breath. Vai'i means the water. And the I on the end of Hawaii means how you are in the universe and how it's with you. And so that was very sacred to me, and I appreciated that. And I'm sorry for making you cry.
No. It's all good. It all happens for a good reason. The Red Cedar Medicine Circle,
yes,
is what you call your sacred circle when you conduct one in the Puget Sound region or in New York State or even in Switzerland when you visit there. Can you give us a little bit of the background and the history of the circle?
Yes. My cousin Johnny Moses is the leader of this Red Cedar Circle, and his grandfather before him was a leader. And before, it was just open to any Native people with open mind and heart, because that's all there was. It wasn't all the different mixtures of different people. Now it's open to anyone, any person with an open mind and heart. And we've been having, we've been having the circles meeting for at least 15 years up on Queen Anne Hill at 3rd Avenue West Lee Street at the Queen Anne Christian Church, which only has around 45 members inside of its church, and it's the oldest Christian church on Queen Anne Hill. And we do that every Wednesday night at 7:30, like that. And my cousin is there, or one of the members of the Red Cedar Circle, are bringing out the circle and making a space available so that people can come in and join in ceremony of drumming, singing, and dancing in our old traditional way. And there's people from all walks of life that are studying now in this time. They've been studying for about 12 years our way, and a few of them longer than that. And so we had to come together, and we created the Church of Sisiwis. And that my cousin Johnny Moses is the head of that, and I'm just a helper there. I'm not even registered or nothing, but that's the way that I like it. I like to be more of a helper, because whenever we register things, it seems like somebody hurts us with our registration. if you know what I mean.
Well, not one treaty has been lived up to by the American government, so I guess people of your tribe are a little bit careful about signing things. Yeah, I can appreciate that.